主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄奇峰牧师，翻译是黄奇光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是效法早期的教会，经文出自《使徒行传》第二章37-47节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神是多么的奇妙。
Our God is a wonderful God.
他是多么的慈爱。
And He is a loving, gracious God.
并且他的爱超乎一切。
And then His love excels all.
他的爱是纯洁的爱。
His love is the pure love.
是无条件的爱。
It's the unconditional love.
越久越深的爱。
It's the love that goes deeper as years go by.
他的爱能够满足我。
His love can satisfy the longing, the desires of our hearts.
无论我们在什么样的光景当中。
In whatever circumstances we may be.
他都爱我们。
He loves us.
他爱我们到底。
He loves us to the uttermost.
他永不改变。
And He never change.
下一首诗歌64。
Now let's turn to hymn number 64. Number.
你所随着查心记。 心靠耶稣真是甜美，只要心靠主宝血，只要凭着纯一信心，能心退无败不缺。耶稣耶稣何能可靠，多少世上已证明，耶稣耶稣宝贵耶稣，愿我信心更坚定。 Yes I learn to trust in Jesus
We ask the brothers and sisters to remain standing. Let's join our hearts in one accord and pray together.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Father in heaven,
我们奉靠耶稣基督的名来到您施恩的宝座前。
We come to your throne of grace and mercy in the name of Jesus.
神啊，我们赞美你。
We praise you, dear God.
今天是主耶稣基督复活得胜的日子。
Today is the day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world,
将他独生的儿子赐给我们,
that he gave his only begotten son to us,
使得一切信他的,
so that whosoever believes in him,
不至灭亡, 反得永生,
shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
我们的主耶稣基督,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
因爱的缘故,
because of the sake of love,
从高天降到地下,
he came to the world from the high heaven,
他为我们走十字架的路,
and he went on the way to Golgotha,
他为我们被钉死在十字架上。
And he was crucified on the cross for us.
担当我们一切的刑罚。
He bore our punishment.
他替我们死。
And he died on our behalf.
使得我们不用死。
So that we shall not die.
他为我们受刑罚。
And he was punished for us.
我们不用受地狱的刑罚。
So that we will not have to suffer the torment of hell.
是的，他替我们死。
Oh yes, he died in our place.
他为我们被埋葬。
And he was buried for us.
让我们赞美主。
Oh, we praise you, Jesus.
第三天，照着他的话语，他复活了。
And according to your promise, he rose from the dead on the third day.
他战胜了死亡。
He has conquered death.
他为我们带来了永生的盼望。
And he has brought upon us the hope of eternal life.
因主活着。
Because the Lord lives.
生活就有意义。
Life become meaningful.
因主活着。
Because the Lord lives.
明天就有盼望。
We have the hope for tomorrow.
主，我们今天赞美你。
Father, we praise you, Lord.
因为今天是大喜的。
For today is the day of great joy.
我们来是到这里来朝见你。
Lord, we come to behold thee.
主啊，你复活以后对门徒说。
Lord, you say unto the disciples after your resurrection.
愿你们平安。
Peace be unto you.
今天求你对众人说。
Lord, may you speak to everyone here today.
愿你们平安。
Peace be unto you.
我们所寻求的是什么？
Lord, what we are seeking for.
我们所需要的是什么？
What do we need?
是主对我们说。
Is that the Lord speak to our hearts?
平安。
Peace be to you.
我们就满足。
Lord, our hearts shall be satisfied.
主啊，求你借着你的话语来祝福我们。
Lord, bless us with your word.
开我们的心。
Open up our understanding.
给我们 明白
and give us understanding,
使到我们心里喜乐神的话
so that our hearts delight in the Lord and His word,
将神的话藏在我们的生命里面
and then to hide the word of God in the depths of our heart,
作为我们生命的力量
and to be the strength of our life,
作为我们生活的准则
and become the standard of our living,
因为这个教会是一个传讲福音的教会
and may this church be the church always preach the gospel of Jesus Christ,
遵行福音的教会
and then to keep the word of God,
愿神因你的话语被吸引归向你。
Lord, may people come to you because the word is preached.
愿你的名被高举。
Lord, may your name be lifted up from here.
你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified from here.
你的百姓在这里更深的认识。
And may your people know you better here.
你将今天的聚会完全的交托。
Lord, we entrust the worship service into your hand today.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.姐妹，我今天要跟大家分享的信息是效法早期的教会。
Brothers and sisters, the subject of the message today is to learn from the early church.
我们从刚才读的经文看到早期教会的光景。
Now from the passage we have read, we saw the condition or the situation of the early church.
我把它分三个部分与大家一起分享。
I would divide it into three parts to share with you.
第一，新信徒的产生。
First, the Introduction to the new convert.
第二，信徒过敬虔的生活。
Secondly, the believers live in a pious life.
第三，信徒过敬虔生活的结果。
Thirdly, the consequence of living a pious, godly life.
你问早期教会的新信徒如何产生？
You ask, how were the original early church believers born?
使徒行传第一章一开始就告诉我们耶稣升天之前吩咐门徒在耶路撒冷等候神的应许就是圣灵
In the book of Acts chapter 1 Before Jesus Christ ascended heaven He told the disciples to wait at Jerusalem For the promise of the Holy Spirit
耶稣说当圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力为我的名做见证
Jesus said when the Holy Spirit come upon you You will receive power to be my witnesses
门徒听了主的吩咐就同心合意恒切的祷告
Having heard the words of Jesus The disciples pray in one accord
到了五旬节的那一天
On the day of Pentecost
忽然从天上有响声下来好像一阵大风吹过充满了门徒所在的屋子
All of a sudden there was noise that came down from heaven and there was a strong wind blowing by and the Holy Spirit filled the whole room
又有石头之火焰显现出来分开落在他们个人的头上
Also there was fire in the shape of tongues descending upon the disciples.
所有的人在那里就都被圣灵充满。
All the people in the house were filled with the Holy Spirit.
按着圣灵所赐的口才，讲从来没有学过的语言。
And they were speaking.All kind of languages according to the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
他们述说的内容乃是神的大作为。
And the contents of their words were the power of God.
但是有很多还没有信主的人，听见、看见发生在门徒的身上的事情，就大大的惊奇。
Those who have not yet believed in the Lord, having saw what happened to the disciples, they greatly marveled.
他们问这些加利利人，怎么能够用我们？的香坛来述说神的大能。
They asked the question, how could the Galileans speaking in our own tongue, the tongue they never known themselves?
彼得当时被圣灵充满，就站起来对他们说话。
Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, stood up and spoke to them the word of God.
彼得所传的福音深深地打动了听众的心。
And the message of Peter deeply broke into their hearts.
他们问。弟兄，我们当如何做？
And the audience responded by asking the question, Brethren, what should we do?
彼得说，你们个人要悔改。
Peter said, All of you, each one of you, must repent.
要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
You must be baptized in the name of Jesus.
叫你们的罪可以得着赦免。
So that your sins could be forgiven.
也要领受神所应许所给的圣灵。
So you must also receive the promised Holy Spirit.
圣经说当天领受彼得的话受洗的约有三千人。
The Bible says on that very same day, those who received the word of Peter and were baptized were about 3,000 people.
弟兄姐妹，以上所讲的就是早期新信徒的产生。
Brothers and sisters, what we have talked about above is the birth of the new convert in the early church.
新信徒的产生有三个步骤。
Now, the birth of a new believer has three stages.
第一，听耶稣基督的福音。
First, listening to the gospel of Jesus.
第二，悔改。
Second, repent.
悔改是心里深深的痛悔，并愿意在行为上改变。
Repentance is regretfulness deeply in the hearts and also the manifestation of that in a change of lifestyle.
悔改是180度的转变。
Now, repentance is to turn around 180 degrees.
例如以前是藐视耶稣的，现在接受耶稣为救主。
For example, you used to despise Jesus, but now you welcome him to be your savior.
以前是拜偶像的，现在离弃偶像，敬拜又真又活的神。
You used to worship idols, now you have turned away from idols to turn to God and worship the true and the living God.
悔改是以前放纵肉体的私欲，现在过敬虔圣洁的生活。
Repentance means that you used to live according to the flesh, but now you are living a holy and godly life.
第三，他们要奉主的名受洗。
Thirdly, they must be baptized in the name of Jesus.
受洗是人归入基督里的一个典礼。
Now, baptism is a rite that introduces a person to Jesus Christ.
洗礼不是秘密的，乃是公开的。
Now, baptism is not to be done in secret, but in open.
你愿意接受洗礼，说明你愿意离弃一切不合神心意的观念跟生活。
To be willing to accept baptism shows that you're willing to live a life that is according to the concepts of God, a godly life.
一个真正悔改的人必定愿意受洗。
A truly repentant person must always be willing to be baptized.
因为他愿意顺服耶稣基督的命令。
Because he's willing to obey the commandment of Jesus.
受洗的人将有两个结果。
A baptized person will have two results.
一个是他的罪都要蒙神赦免。
First, his sins will all be forgiven by God.
另一个是他要领受神所应许的圣灵。
Another is that he will receive the Holy Spirit promised by God.
受洗的人不等于他的生命已经完全没有瑕疵。
It doesn't mean that a person who has been baptized, whose life is so blameless.
相反的，他有圣灵随时的帮助。
On the contrary, he is still sinful, but he has the help of the Holy Spirit at all times.
每逢他转作、他跌倒、他犯罪，圣灵就提醒他、责备他、督促他的，快快向神认罪悔改。
Whenever he is weak, stumbling, and backslidden, the Holy Spirit move upon him, convict him, and bring him to repentance quickly.
当你向神认罪悔改的时候，圣灵就给你赦罪的平安。
And when a person confesses the sin to God, the Holy Spirit gives the peace of the forgiveness of God.
圣灵还要保守你，使到你越来越坚强，越来越能够得胜。
The Holy Spirit will keep the person, so the person is growing in strength in more victorious fashions of life.
弟兄姐妹，以下我们要讲信息的第二部分，就是新信徒。听福音悔改受洗后应该过的敬虔生活。
Now we want to turn to the second part of the message, and it is that the godly lifestyle that the believers, after listening to the word of God, after repentance and after baptism and the reception of the Holy Spirit, what shall the person do then?
新信徒生活有四个方面是最基本最重要的。
Now for new believers,A Christian life is made up of four basic aspects.
第一是42节说他们恒心领受使徒的教训。
First, the Bible says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings.
这里我们看到有恒心教导的使徒，也有恒心领受教导的信徒。
Here we see the apostles who patiently do the teaching, and you see the new convert who patiently listen to the teaching.
这里有被圣灵充满、圣灵恩膏浇灌的使徒的教训，也有被圣灵充满领受的信徒。
Here you have the instructions that come from the disciples who were empowered by the Holy Spirit. You also have the new convert who were filled with the Holy Spirit, who respond to the word in sincerity.
这些新信徒没有说，神啊，再给我一个神迹，再让我想啊说几句方言，再让我更多新的能力。
The new convert did not say, Lord, show us more miracles. Let us speak a few more tongues and show us more power of God.
没有圣经说他们每天存敬畏的心，渴慕神的话，学习神的话。
No, the Bible said that they devoted themselves with a pious, godly heart to receive the teaching of the word of God.
今天在座的，无论你是新信徒是老信徒，
All those who are here today, whether you are old converts or new converts,
愿你都这样渴慕神的话。
I wish that you have the same anxious desire for the word of God.
当你来到这里的时候，你要带着神的话、圣经到这里来。
When you come here, you must bring with you the word of God, the Bible with you.
你要带你的笔记本来。
You must bring along your note.
带一个敞开的心门来。
You must come with an open heart.
带一个温柔谦卑的心来。
You must come with a meek and a humble heart.
你不但要听，还要做笔记，还要写下你的感想。
Not only do you listen, you must take notes. You also must reflect your feeling after you have listened.
你不但要渴慕，还要把圣经应用在生活当中。
You not only should be hungry.For that, but you also must keep the word that you have listened in your heart.
另外，当你进教会的时候，把你的手机关掉或者放在震动档。
Also, when you come in, turn off your phone so that you will not affect people.
你不要迟到又早退。
You don't come here late and go home early.
你聚会的时候不要跟别人讲话。
And when you are in.The meeting, you don't talk with people.
你要相信，听讲解圣经就是听神向你说话。
You must believe that by listening to the exposition of the Word of God, you are listening to God speaking to you.
你若存这样的心态来听到，回家的时候必满载而归。
If you come with this attitude to listen to the Word of God, then when you return home, you will return with a full load of blessing.
但是今天外面很多的教会不是这个样子。
But today, many churches, believers come not in this manner.
他们把学习圣经放在一边。
They put the study of the Bible aside.
他们不把学习圣经看为最重要。
They do not treat the learning of the scripture as the foremost importance.
他们不要听牧师讲道。
They don't want to listen to the pastor's preach.
他们说我们怎么知道牧师的讲解是正确的？
They say, how do I know that the teaching of the pastors is correct?
牧师从哪里来的权柄教导我们呢？
Where does the pastors get this authority to teach us?
我们最好自己来讨论问题。
Let's all, the best thing is to discuss among ourselves
the issues. 分享自己心里面的感想吧。
Let's share from our feelings.
他们甚至说我们不需要去教会，我们随便找个地方交通交通就可以。
They even say we don't need to go to church. We just go and find a place to sit down and do whatever we want.
或者说在 Facebook 来交谈就好，做 Internet 的教会。
They say, oh, maybe we go to Facebook by attending church. We don't need to go to church.
弟兄姐妹，早期的教会弟兄姐妹不是这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, the early church believers were not doing Facebook.
他们爱神的话，也殷勤学习圣经的话。
They love the word of God. They earnestly, diligently study the word of God.
现在外面的教会还有另外一种现象。
The church in our day also has another situation.
他们把圣经当作一个配角。
They
不是主角，是配角。
Treat the Bible as one of the parts, a role, a non-active role.
他们在崇拜中注重的是表演。
In their worship, they emphasize performance.
他们有歌唱的表演。
They want the performance of singing.
他们有戏剧的表演。
And then they want to have the performance of play.
他们有幻灯剪影。
And they also have slide presentation.
他们把牧师的教导放在最后最后。
And they put the teaching of the pastors to be the last item.
并且盼望牧师的信息越短越好。
And they hope that the teaching of the Pastor, it's the shorter the better.
他们的牧师也不叫人翻开圣经来读。
And neither do their pastors instruct people to open the Bible to read the word.
或者读了也不要讲解。
And even after they read it, they don't explain it.
或者读了圣经就评论圣经。
And perhaps they read the Bible and they criticize and make comments on the Bible.
我记得我去读神学院的时候，黄奇冠牧师送给我一句话，我今天跟你们分享，很好。
I remember when I went to seminary, Pastor Daniel gave me a statement. I want to share that with you because it's good.
他说，我们不是去学人如何看待圣经，乃是圣经如何看待人。
He said we don't go to see.Learn what people's view about the Bible, but we must go to learn what the Bible's perspective about man.
弟兄姐妹，我们到教会来是要来领受圣经的教训。
Brothers and sisters, we come to the church to receive the instruction from the Bible.
我们要知道圣经怎么说。
We want to know what the Bible says.
今天有的人去教会是要听新奇的东西。
A lot of people go to church today to hear something that is new.
他们要听最近的、最新的、最令人兴奋的。
They want to hear something that is most recent, something that is most excited.
他说，这个我已经听过了，你跟我讲一些我从来没有听过的。
No, this, I already heard it 1,000 times. Tell me something that I have never heard.
但是认识真理的人知道一件事。
But those who know the truth know one thing.
如果是新的，就不是真理，因为真理不会是新的。
If it is new, so uniquely new, it is not the truth, because the truth is not new.
弟兄姐妹，我们不需要新的东西。
Brothers and sisters, we do not need new things.
我们需要的是回到神的话语当中去。
All we need is to return to the Word of God.
加略山华人基督教会的牧师的首要任务是教导圣经，与信徒一起查考圣经。
The primary responsibility of Calvary Chapel Chinese Fellowship is to teach the Bible, so that we all participate in learning from the Bible.
第二，早期教会的信徒彼此交接。
Secondly.The early church believers have fellowship with one another.
交接希腊文是 koinonia.
Now, in Greek, the word fellowship is koinonia.
这个字不容易翻译。
This word is not easy to interpret.
因为有很多的意思。
Because there are many connotations.
它可以被翻译成建立一个伙伴关系。
It could be interpreted as building a partnership.
或者彼此坦诚的交谈
Or maybe it could be translated as sincere communication.
信徒学了主的话，就要彼此交通，彼此应用。
Having learned from the Word of God, the believers must have communications and apply the Word together.
学习主的话是神与人上下的关系。
To learn the Word of God reflects the relationship between God and man, a higher and a lower parts.
彼此交接是弟兄姐妹之间左右横向的关系。
Now, communication among believers is a vertical relationship.
Horizontal.
Okay, horizontal.
上下的关系坚固，横向的关系才会坚固。
When the vertical up and down relationship is strengthened, then the horizontal aspect is firm.
如果你跟神的关系脱节了，你跟信徒的关系也会脱节。
If you are disconnected with God's, and then your relationship with others will be disconnected.
使徒约翰在约翰一书一章三节告诉我们信徒彼此的交接的真意。
The gospel, the First John 1:3 tells us the true meaning of fellowship with God and man.
他说我们是与父神并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。
It is said that we have fellowship with God and His Son Jesus Christ.
当我们彼此相交的时候
，and when we have fellowship with one another,
我们就彼此并且与父神跟耶稣基督一起有生命的交通。
Then we have fellowship with one another. We also have fellowship with God and His Son.
但今天有很多人只做礼拜天的基督徒，他平常不与信徒来往的。
Many people today are only Sunday Christians. They never have communications and fellowship with other believers during the week.
他不会去参加祷告会。
They don't attend prayer meetings.
他不会去参加查经聚会。
They don't come to the Bible studies.
他们不要参加小组的团契。
They do not participate in the small group fellowship.
他们不参加的原因就是我不愿意。
The reason why they don't attend is I'm not willing.
或者觉得啊，教会这里不好，那里不对。
Or maybe they feel that the church is not good here and there. It's incorrect here and there.
他就多多的批评，多多的论断。
And so they criticize a lot, and they also judge a lot.
弟兄姐妹，我们做牧师的知道一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we who are pastors, we understand one thing.
那个对别人的错误无情抨击的人，是因为他自己的生命当中就有这些错误跟弱点。
Those who vehemently attack the mistakes of others are the people who have the same problem in their lives.
所以你要小心。
So you must be careful.
信徒彼此交接当中，对你是一个考验。
The fellowship among believers is a trial, a test for you.
信徒彼此的交接可以看出一个人生命的状况。
The fellowship among believers could expose a spiritual condition of a person.
但是基督徒的交接不是一种社交活动。
But the fellowship of the believers is not a social activity.
基督徒的交接乃是聚集在一起谈论神。
The fellowship of the believers is to gather together to talk about God.
弟兄姐妹，神很喜欢我们聚集在一起谈论他。
Brothers and sisters, God is so pleased that we gather together to talk about Him.
我不知道你有没有这样的经验。
I don't know whether you have such an experience.
你看到那里几个人彼此在谈论。
You see that there are few people are talking together at the corner.
突然提到你的名字。
And all of a sudden they mention your name.
你的耳朵就竖起来了。
Your ears become more sensitive.
他们提到我的名字。
Now they're mentioning me.
他们怎么讲论我？
What are they talking about me?
或者你看到几个陌生人站在那里讲话。
Or maybe you see a few strangers standing there talking.
他们突然说感谢主。
And all of a sudden they say, praise God.
耶稣赐福给你。
Jesus bless you.
哇，你好兴奋，走到那边去说，你们是基督徒吗？
Then you're so excited, you go to them and say, are you Christian?
他们说是，哦，你就跟他们一起谈论耶稣。
And they say, yes, we are. And then you begin to relate to them about Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒的真交接是一起谈论神。
Brothers and sisters, true fellowship among believers is to talk about God together.
马拉基书第3章16节说,
Malachi 3:16 says,
敬畏耶和华的人, 彼此谈论, 耶和华侧耳而听。
All the godly people talk about God, and God inclined his ear to listen.
有纪念册在他的面前, 记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
There is a book of remembrance recording all that they talk about and the word they do and the deeds they have done.
弟兄姐妹，什么是基督徒彼此的交接？
Brothers and sisters, what is the fellowship among believers?
就是谈论耶稣。
That is that we get together to talk about Jesus.
神说你们谈论我，在赞美我，在述说我的作为，我喜欢。
God say, I'm so pleased when you gather together to talk about me and my truth and praising me.
我喜欢住在你们的当中。
I like to dwell in your midst.
我喜欢在你们的当中往来。
I'm so pleased to walk in your midst.
我要赐福给你们。
I want to bless you.
第三，早期教会的信徒在一起常常守圣餐。
Thirdly, the early church were together, they often partake of the Lord's Supper.
哥林多前书11章告诉我们, 每一次来守主的圣餐就是纪念耶稣。
1 Corinthians 11 tells us that every time when they come to partake of the Lord's Supper, they come to remember Jesus.
保罗说, 我当时所传给你们的原是从主领受的。
The Apostle Paul said, what I have taught you earlier was what I received from the Lord.
就是主耶稣被卖的那夜, 拿起饼来注谢了, 就拨开。
That is that when Jesus, the day, the night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and broke it.
说这是我的身体, 为你们舍的, 你们应当如此行, 为的是纪念我。
And he said, this represents my body, which is for your sake, given to you.
饭后也照样拿起杯来。
You do this in remembrance of me, and afterwards he took the cup.
说这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
And this cup represents the new covenant established in my blood.
你们每逢喝的时候要如此行, 为的是纪念我。
Whenever you drink of this cup, you do it in this manner in order to remember me.
弟兄姐妹, 我们今天将守主的圣餐。
Brothers and sisters, today we will be giving the Lord's Supper.
我们将领受这无效饼。
We will receive this unleavened bread.
这无效饼代表耶稣基督 无罪的生命，圣洁的生命, 为我们拨开。
Now this unleavened bread represents the sinless life of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is pure and broken for us.
拨开的意思是他为我们受苦。
To be broken signifies the fact that he suffered for us.
他为我们被卖。
He was betrayed for us.
他为我们受不公平的审判。
He was judged unfairly for our sake.
耶稣在被受审判的时候, 匪徒用手打他的脸。
When Jesus was being tried, evil people slapped him on his face.
兵丁用皮鞭抽他的背。
And the soldiers whipped his back with leather belt.
直到他鲜血淋漓。
Until Jesus Christ was bleeding all over and the body was greatly wounded.
我们将要领受的杯象征耶稣为我们所倾流的血。
The cup we are about to partake represents the blood of Jesus Christ which was shed for us.
耶稣在十字架上的时候为我们鲜血淋漓。
When Jesus Christ was on the cross, he shed blood and the blood was bleeding all over.
最后兵丁用枪砸他的肋盘，圣经说，就有水和血流出来，洗净我们一切的污秽。Ultimately,
the soldiers pierced Jesus Christ from his sides, and the blood and the water flowed down to wash away our sins.
你问耶稣为什么必须这样受苦受死？
You ask why Jesus has to experience this death and suffering.
圣经说，耶稣的受苦受死是为你为我。
Bible's answer is that Jesus' suffering is for you and for me.
圣经说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
And the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
我们隔人逐羊，走迷了路，隔人偏行己路。
We were just like sheep going astray, and we have gone our own way.
但是耶和华把我们众人的罪孽归在耶稣的身上。
But Jehovah God placed the burden of our iniquity upon Jesus Christ.
他承担担当我们的忧患。
Indeed, he bore our suffering.
他背负我们的痛苦。
And he bore our agony.
他为我们的过犯受害。
He suffered for our sins.
他为我们的罪孽被压伤。
And he was pressed down, wounded for our iniquity.
弟兄姐妹，那在十字架上。 要受的刑罚原来是我们该受的
Brothers and sisters, the punishment that Christ incurred was the things that we ought to incur.
但耶稣因爱的缘故替我们受
But Jesus Christ bore it because of his love for us.
他用生命的代价还清我们的罪债
With the price of his life, he paid all the debts of our sins.
他所受的鞭伤叫我们得医治
Because of his wound, we are healed.
他所受的刑罚叫我们得平安
Because of his punishment, we have peace.
他死为叫我们得生
He died so that we could have life.
所以弟兄姐妹, 每一次你守圣餐的时候 耶稣基督的受苦是与你息息相关
Brothers and sisters, every time when you partake of the Lord's Supper, the death of Jesus Christ is closely connected with you.
每一次你能够到主面前来，不是因为你的善心，乃是靠耶稣的宝血。
Every day when you come to the presence of God, it's not because of your good works, but by the precious blood of Jesus.
你到耶稣基督的面前来，不是因为你的人生很成功，乃是因为耶稣替你死。
You come to the presence of God not because you have a successful life, but because Jesus Christ died for you.
这就是我们每次守圣餐的意义。
This is the significance of our partaking of the Lord's Supper every time.
在座的每一位。
Oh, everyone here.
如果你不明白这圣餐所代表的意义。
If you do not understand the meaning that this supper represents.
或者你说我不同意牧师你的讲法。
And perhaps you say, I do. Disagree with what you say.
或者你说我不相信圣经这样讲是这个意义。
And perhaps you say, I don't think that the Bible means this.
请你等一下不要领受这个圣餐。
Please do not partake of the supper.
免得圣经说吃喝你自己的罪。
Lest the Bible said you are eating and drinking your own sin.
免得上帝要惩罚你。
Lest God will punish you.
因为你践踏神儿子的生命，藐视他儿子的宝血。
You trampled the life of Jesus Christ and despised the precious blood of Jesus.
但如果你认自己的罪，
But if you confess your sins,
你就相信耶稣的受苦受死是为你。
If you believe that Jesus Christ's suffering and his death is for you,
如果你接受耶稣做你的救主，
If you accept Jesus Christ to be your Savior,
耶稣欢迎你来领受他的圣餐。
Jesus welcomes you to partake of his supper.
但是当你领受的时候，
But when you partake of it,
你要想念耶稣当年受苦的情景。
You must meditate on the circumstance in which Christ suffered in 2,000 years ago.
有一首诗歌说，耶稣一路去加略山，全是为着我。
There's a song it says, Christ walked on the way to Golgotha, it's all for me.
经过克西马尼园流泪如血点的祷告。
He went through the experience of praying with blood sweating.
经过整夜到明天的 七场不公的审判。
He went through all seven stages of trials which are unfair.
他背着沉重的十字架走上哥哥他山。
He bore the heavy cross and walked up to Golgotha.
他被罗马兵丁用钉钉在他的手上，钉在他的脚上。
He was nailed on the cross with nails by the Roman soldiers.
然后把他竖起来。
And then they lifted him up.
因为流血过多，他的口极其的干渴。
Because he bled it so much, so his tongue felt dry.
在十字架上，人们还嘲笑他，讥诮他，藐视他。
On the cross, people mocked him. They ridiculed him.
弟兄姐妹，当你守圣餐的时候， 你要想自己就是站在耶稣十字架下的那个门徒。
Brothers and sisters, when you partake of the supper, you must put yourself in the shoes of the disciples who stood below the cross.
你要对主说，主啊， 我感谢你。
You must say to God, Lord, I thank you.
早期的教会就是这样的来守主的圣餐纪念主。
It was in this manner that the early church partook of the Lord's Supper in the remembrance of Jesus.
第一次，早期教会的信徒常常在一起祷告。
Fourthly, the early church believers gathered together often in prayer.
圣经说他们的祷告是同心合意的祷告。
The Bible said that their prayer was in one accord.
是恒切的祷告。
It was earnest prayer.
是在那个小小的阁楼上的祷告。
It is in that small little room upstairs.
是按时候上圣殿去祷告。
They come to the temple in a set time to pray.
他们以祷告等候神的应许。
They wait for the promise of God with prayers.
他们以祷告寻求神的旨意。
They sought the will of God through prayers.
他们用知识祷告。
They pray with knowledge.
他们在圣灵里祷告。
They pray in the Spirit.
他们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
They pray in the name of Jesus.
他们的祷告极其有功效。
And their prayer was very effective.
弟兄姐妹，以上所讲的四方面， 就是早期教会新信徒所过敬虔的生活。
Brothers and sisters, the four aspects of Christian life was lived by the early church, the believers in the early church.
We must
imitate them.
现在我们来看这样生活的结果如何。
Now let's look at the consequence of living such lifestyles.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
众人都惧怕。
Everyone, the people around were very afraid.
这里惧怕的意思是敬畏。
Now, the word afraid is a godly fear.
众人为什么怕这些新信徒?
Why are people so afraid of these new believers?
他们有拿刀拿枪吗?
Did they have gun and knife in their hand?
他们有庞大的行政组织吗?
Did they have a great administrative organization?
他们有钱有地位有势力吗?
Do they have money, position, and power?
都没有。
None of this.
众人看到他们就敬畏他们，怕他们，是因为神与他们同在。
People looked upon them, were afraid of them, because God was with them.
是因为圣灵的能力在他们身上彰显。
Because the Holy Spirit's power was fully manifested in them.
今天我听有人说，哎呀，人都不尊重我。
Today I hear people say, no one respects me.
我讲话没有人要听。
When I talk, no one listens to me.
我讲话没有智慧，没有权柄。
When I talk, I don't have wisdom and power.
你要人尊重你吗?
Do you want people to respect you?
你先要敬畏神。
You must respect God.
你要先学习早期的信徒过敬虔的生活。
You must learn from the early church believers to lead a godly life.
你试试看。
You try.
第二，圣经说。 他们经历了很多的神迹奇事。
Second, the Bible said that they experienced a lot of wonders and signs.
曾经有人到耶稣这里来说，耶稣，你行神迹给我们看吧。
Used to be a group of people who came to Jesus and said, Jesus, show us some miracles.
耶稣说，这淫乱邪恶的时代，没有神迹给你们看。
Jesus said, in this generations of corruptions and adultery, there's no sign for you.
但耶稣又应许说，信的人有神迹奇事随着他们。
But Jesus, on the other hand, promised that those who believe, signs and wonders will follow them.
当我们过敬虔的生活，我们就处处经历耶稣。
When we live a godly life, we experience Jesus in every detail.
如果你殷勤去传扬耶稣基督的福音，神就用神迹奇事证明你所传的道。
If you diligently preach the gospel of God, God's signs and wonders will follow the word you preach.
第三，他们彼此相爱相顾。
Thirdly, they love one another, care for one another.
圣经四十四到四十六说，他们都在一处房屋公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切在圣殿里，且在家中薄饼，存着欢喜诚实的心，用饭。
The Bible said that everyone was filled with awe, and the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day, they communed, continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
这里我们看到 信徒用实际的行动分享他们的资源。
Here we see that with practical action, believers share their resources.
有人读到这个圣经说，哎。 共产主义的思想不是从这里开始的吗?
Some people read this Bible and say, oh, isn't communism, the thoughts of communism originate from here?
圣经在这里不是在提倡共产主义思想。
The Bible here is not promoting communism.
因为这里不是强迫的,乃是自愿的。
Because here it is voluntarily, it is not putting pressure on people.
圣经这里只在告诉我们,那些有的,非常乐意帮助那些没有的。
The Bible is simply saying to us that those who possess some means gladly share with others what they have.
圣经没有说每一个人都把房子卖掉。
The Bible doesn't say everyone sold their homes.
因为圣经的下文说他们都在自己的家里剥饼,都卖房子了,就没有房间可以剥饼了。
Because the Bible said they broke the bread in their individual home. If they sold their homes, they won't have a place to go, you see.
45节, 卖这个字是不完全时态, 意思是偶尔这样做。
Now the word sold here is in the imperfect tense. It means that occasionally they sold their home when they need it.
是当有需要的时候才这样做, 不需要的时候就不这样做。
They did it when they need it, and when they don't need it, they don't do it.
感谢主。
Thank God.
第四,早期教会的信徒常常赞美神。
Fourthly, the early church believers often praise God.
47节说他们赞美神。
Verse 47 say they praise God.
赞美是基督徒生命的标志。
Praising God is a hallmark of believers.
我们借着歌唱来赞美神的信实跟慈爱。
Through our singing, we praise God for His faithfulness and His loving kindness. We praise God for His righteousness and His power. We praise God for His salvation and His promises. Through singing, we express our faith in God, our love for God, and our hope in God.
你说牧师, 你不知道我最近遭遇了什么事,我哪里还会唱歌?
He said, oh, pastor, you don't know what happened to me recently. How could I, in this situation, still sing?
让我告诉你,早期说教会,他们所遭的逼迫,受的凌辱跟患难,比你今天的还大。
Let me tell you that the early church incurred greater suffering and trial than you do.
我们看到使徒彼得、保罗他们在监牢里面，他们的手都被链锁着，他们明天就要去做，要去被砍头了，他们还赞美神。
You see, Peter and John, they were in prison, they were in chains, and tomorrow their heads would be chopped, but they should praise God.
赞美神不是你感觉很好。
Praising God doesn't depend on your feeling.
赞美神不是因为环境很顺利。
Praising God doesn't depend on a prosperous situation.
你看约伯一切都被拿走了。
You see that Job, all that he had were taken away.
但约伯是一个真信徒。
But Job was a true believer.
但一切发生的时候，他跪下来敬拜神，赞美说：“我赐生出一母胎，也必赐生归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。”
When he lost all things, he kneeled down and he praised God. I come with empty hand, so shall I return with empty hand. God gives, God take it away. Praise be to the name of God.
第五,早期教会的信徒得众民的喜爱。
Fifthly, the early church believers gain favor with all people.
弟兄姐妹,世人天天都在看我们啊。
Brothers and sisters, the worldly people are observing us daily.
他看我们如何应付生活中的艰难与患难。
They look at us to see how we cope with the trials and difficulties of life.
当他们看到我们在艰难当中,我们的信心不动摇,盼望更加添,爱主更深切,他们就受感动。
When they observe our life, that our hope did not lost because of trials, our faith becomes strengthened, our love for God increase, their hearts are moved by seeing this.
他说,我也要这个信心,我也要这个盼望,我也要这个喜乐。
I want this faith, I want this joy, I want this hope too.
弟兄姐妹,你今天到教会来,你的言行举止很重要。
Brothers and sisters, you come to the church, and every details of your movement is very important.
一个没有信主的人进到教会来，他会看你，他会看我。
An unbeliever come into this church, they look at you and look at me.
你迟到，他看见。
If you are late, he sees it.
别人在唱歌，你不动嘴唇，你在那里听，在那里看，他看见。
Other people are singing and you are not singing, they see it.
牧师在讲道，你毫无表情或者在睡觉，他看到。
When the pastors are preaching and you are sleeping and you are not listening, they see it.
你觉得很耐烦，不断的在看时钟，他看到。
You feel that you are very impatient. You look at the watch very constantly. They see it.
如果你是一个真基督徒，凡事赞美神，他们必因这个见证来信靠主。
If you are true believers, you give praises to God in all things. They see it. They will come to believe in your Lord.
不然的话，他说我比他还好，我何必去做基督徒
？Otherwise, they say I'm better off than this person. Why should I go to be?Believe in Jesus.
最后，早期的教会是一个人数增长的教会。
Finally, the early church was a church that was increased in number.
圣经说，主将得救的人天天给他们。
The Bible saying the Lord added to their members daily.
哦，这是一句每一个基督徒都要听到的话语。
Now this is a statement that every believers want to hear.
但是这是他们过敬虔生活的结果。
But this is the result, the consequence of living a godly life.
因为他们恒心领受使徒的教训。
Because they patiently, consistently receiving the instructions of the early church disciples.
他们彼此用生命的交通。
They had fellowship of life.
他们守圣餐，纪念主的受苦受死。
They partake of the Lord's table, remembering the Lord's death and His suffering.
他们用实际的行动彼此的帮助。
With practical action, they help each other.
他们天天赞美神。
They daily praise God.
世人看到就来信主。
And when the worldly people saw it, they came to believe in the Lord.
处处有点怕。
At the beginning, there was a little bit of fear in them.
后来他说，我喜欢他们。
And later on, they said, we like them.
最后他说，我跟你们一起去信耶稣。
And finally, they say, we want to go to believe in Jesus together with you.
他们天天做见证，所以天天有人得救。
They daily witness for Christ, and as a result, daily do people believe in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，5月28号我们将要举行一个布道会。
Brothers and sisters, on the 28th of May, we're going to have a crusade.
我很惭愧，没有天天去布道。
I feel ashamed because I don't go out every day.
不过我们今年教会会有三个布道会。
This year we have 3 evangelistic crusade.
两个在 Eastvale.
Two of them will be in Eastvale.
6月12, 12月18。
It'll be the 12th of June and the 18th of December.
一个在5月28在这 Southland Christian School.
The 28th of May, we're going to have a crusade at Southland High School.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
圣经箴言11章25节说，
The book of Proverbs 11 says,
滋润人的必得滋润。
Those who nourish people will be nourished.
我们今天不需要去设计一个新形式的教会。
Today we don't need to design a new style of church.
我们只要回到圣经的教导。
We must return to the teaching of the Bible.
在耶稣基督所奠定的根基上面建造。
We must build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ.
那恩待早期教会的主也必恩待我们。
The Lord who showed favor to the early church will also show favor to us.
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是加略山华人基督教会制作的。你若正在寻找教会，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们教会是加略山华人基督教会，目前有两个聚会地点。我们的本堂在青楼市，地址是3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710，联络电话是909-591-0080， 或626-475-6684。我们的英文崇拜、粤语崇拜是每主日上午9:30开始，我们的中文崇拜和儿童崇拜是上午11开始。此外，在 Eastvale 我们有分堂的聚会，聚会地点在 Ronald Reagan 小学，学校地址是8300 Field Master Street Eastvale。 聚会时间是上午10开始，联络电话是951-272-0770。 各位朋友，再次谢谢您的收听，愿上帝赐福给您，我们下周同一时间空中再会。